I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah! How about that, Al? I can't hear that enough. My goodness. What happened? How did it happen? How did it happen to him? How did it happen in that moment? I have a million questions. I don't even know if I have any answers at this point. Wow. Awesome.
Unbelievable. Literally unbelievable. That's so let me kind of tell a quick story here, okay? So yesterday, the Dodger game is going on. We're getting ready for the Lakers to start.
Uh-huh.
At least we're getting ready for the Lakers pregame to start. Trav, I mean, it was done.
It was incredible.
But just kind of think about this for a second. There were plenty of moments that you probably thought, this is just probably it. This is it. The Dodger season is going to end.
There was more than zero of those moments yesterday. Yes, you're right.
The Dodger season is going to end, and you know, it's kind of funny. You know, we're carrying the game,
yeah,
right? So we're carrying the game. So we're going to go after the game ends. Or
four
we're
and a
get
half
to
hour,
a,
9 in game. Perfectly normal. Nothing to see here.
Absolutely. Absolutely normal. We're going to go after a certain part of the game.
Sure.
Just the way everything unfolded. And listen, I'm not at Dodger Stadium, but I'm at Staples Center. And there are a lot of fans there who are curious
of
about
course.
The game. So whatever the vibe was at Dodger Stadium, I could only imagine. By the way, Mace was at the game and there for it all live.
It was an extraordinary moment in Dodger postseason history. Mm. And Cody Bellinger has been in the middle of more of those moments than I think probably anybody realizes. It was a home run that if the Dodgers can somehow win this series, and we'll get into all of that, but if they can find a way to win this series, it goes down on the short list of great home runs we've seen, even though it was in Game 3.
It's okay.
Even though it only tied the game.
It's okay.
All of those things. How about this? Here's your
first. What a defining moment.
I found a great piece on MLB.com this morning that's got the most unbelievable Cody Bellinger stats, and I'm going to sprinkle them out throughout you all day. But I want to start right here.
Okay.
That's the 9th postseason home run of Cody Bellinger's career. That's incredible. 9 home runs in the postseason. 4 of the 9 have come in the 8th inning or later that either tied the game or gave the Dodgers the lead.
Wow.
So that's not just he's a good player, which he was and is starting to look like all over again, but this is he finds a way. He finds a way to get things done. And that's how that game went was amazing for a million different reasons, but that it was him. And seeing him round the bases like that, seeing the look, he practically stopped running between first and second base to turn around and look at the Dodger dugout. And it almost had that look out like, this is real, right? Like, this is actually happening. I know that I'm mixing my metaphors here, but I kept waiting for like a penalty flag to come out and go, nope, somebody was offsides. We're going to do that again. That doesn't get, nope, interference or something, because that wasn't supposed to happen to that guy in that game when everything that could have gone wrong in that game through the first 4 or 5 innings did.
Yeah.
That they found that they were down. Look, here's another one, right? There's another one. There have been 81 playoff games in Dodger history where the Dodgers have been down by 3 or more runs in the 8th inning. You know how many they've won?
None.
0.
Mm-hmm.
Until yesterday. 0. They were 0 for 81. Now they're 1 for 81 or 1 for 82, however you want to look at it. It wasn't supposed to go like that. It wasn't supposed for him to go like that. And it feels like, I said this the other day, when Kirk Gibson hit the home run against the A's, it was game 1, right? World Series was over. A's weren't coming back from that. The A's were the much better team. But in that moment, you're like, oh, this is meant to be. And yesterday, Al, for the vast majority of that game, I was feeling the exact opposite.
Oh, no, it's not meant to be.
Yeah,
it's not meant to be.
Walker Buehler had a really bad day at the worst possible time.
Mm-hmm.
He got rattled, really for the first time I've ever seen him in his career get rattled, that Jerry Meals missed a call on Jock Peterson. It's a terrible call. And all of a sudden,
inning prolongs. Next thing you know, you're down 4-2.
Here comes another hit. Here comes a four pitch walk. Yep. There's an error. Well, it wasn't an error, but there's a miscue in the outfield, and you could feel Walker Buehler just it got to him. Mm-hmm. It kind of got away from him. And at that point, you're like, this guy, we're down by three runs. This is not meant to pop, and they win the damn game. It was absolutely amazing. Because keep in mind, that wasn't even the part that won the game. This was the part that won the game.
Chavez fires. Swing and a line drive out towards right center, and it's going to touchdown for a hit. In to score is Taylor. Betts to second. He slides in, and it's an RBI double for Mookie Betts. The Dodgers lead it 6-5.
Okay, so a couple things. By the way, that hit, you know, just kind of talking about after Bellinger. Yeah. What happened after Bellinger? I'll tell you what happened. You think right there, you're content, you're good to go. You tied the game up 5 apiece. You know what? If this game goes into extra innings, let's roll up our sleeves and let's try to go to work. Taylor gets on. Taylor gets to second.
He steals second. Something the Dodgers don't do. They don't steal bases.
Except this series.
They've got a team full of Ricky Hendersons and Vince Colemans all of a sudden.
They have, if I'm right, 8 stolen bases just this series. I think
13.
You threw out a stat.
13.
This series?
No, in this postseason.
In the postseason. Yeah. Okay, so I mean, that's just ridiculous in itself. So after Mookie hits a three-run homer, I'm sorry, after Bellinger hits a three-run homer to tie the game, you still get a base hit. Then you still get, eventually, Chris Taylor in a position, in scoring position. Mookie hits a double. I think just as impressive as the three-run homer, how the hell did you get the last run to go up 6-5 in the same inning?
Yep.
I want to say one other thing real quick. You know, you mentioned something about Bellinger rounding the bases. You know, I think some of the things that makes iconic sports moments so iconic is when you hear somebody on a call and they just don't know how to react. Mm-hmm. It's so unscripted, natural, coming from the heart, from the soul. Bellinger, throw a couple examples. Gibson that you were talking about.
Sure.
That's an iconic rounding the bases. Derek Fisher with 0.4 seconds left, hitting the shot and just running to lock. He doesn't know where to go. He doesn't know what to do.
Robert Ory.
Yeah. Doug Flutie throwing the iconic, you know, there's those iconic moments. Bellinger had one of those moments. He didn't know what to do. He just kind of, you know, as you said, he didn't move. And then he kind of started running, got to first, like didn't know how to. It was really a special moment, and you know, we'll see how this series plays out. But Trav, that is one of those moments where a team that is absolutely dead could rise again, and we'll have to find out and, you know, wait and see, but it could be one of those moments.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. We want to take your calls today. We're going to take your calls on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So if you want to get in and talk about what we saw, by all means, 877-710-3776. There are a million Dodger topics to get to. I want to talk about Walker Buehler. I want to talk about Julio Urias. But just the fact that that game ended the way that it did, mm-hmm. and the way that that momentum so drastically shifted. And what are we talking about? We're talking about a game. I made a joke a minute ago. Yeah. Game took 4.5 hours. And for 4 hours and 18 minutes of it, the Dodgers were flat as a pancake. Mm-hmm. They were nowhere. There was no buzz. There was no just.
Seager hits that two-run homer and then nothing.
But here's the craziest thing of all, Al. Mm-hmm. He hits the home run. It's 2-0. Charlie Morton walks the bases loaded. Charlie Morton doesn't walk people.
Is that crazy? You walked away from the first inning if you're the Braves saying, oh, no, we're in a good spot.
We're in a good spot.
Yeah.
We're in a good spot. And the exact opposite is true also. The Dodgers walked out of that inning saying, wait, we only got two? We hit a home run mm-hmm. and had four guys walk? We got two runs? Mm-hmm. How the hell does that happen? And Chris Taylor, who had a big hit, got on base, stole the base. Chris Taylor had a good day. When he's – let me say it again because I still can't believe what I saw. Mm-hmm. Charlie Morton walks the bases loaded. Mm-hmm. Walk, walk, walk. Here comes Chris Taylor. He's walked the bases loaded. He swings at the first pitch. I almost drove my car into a ditch. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, he did
what? Are we watching here? Did you not see the last three batters?
Thinking this, and I get it. Hey, pitcher's next. He's gonna make sure that he doesn't get this guy. He's gonna
be aggressive. You get one. Yep.
Let's see a pitch. Mm-hmm. Let me see one. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you can't hit 0-1, then what are we doing here? And he can. Let's see a pitch. So at that moment, when that inning ended, I said, ugh. Because Walker Buehler had given up a couple of hits. The Braves made a base-running error to get doubled off. All of these things were leading you to believe the Dodgers are getting right. And then it just all of a sudden turned.
Yeah, five innings in, sitting there, you know, there's no momentum.
877-710-3776. So we got a million Dodger things. I want to talk about the Lakers now, too. The Lakers last night got a great performance from LeBron James. Mm-hmm. They got a great performance from Anthony Davis. Steph Curry played poorly.
Yep.
And the Lakers lost. What? Huh?
Yeah, random.
Say what now?
Listen, if you'd have told me, and by the way, really cool yesterday to be at Staples Center. They give out the shirts, $18,997. That's what it says on the shirts. That's a sellout. It hasn't been a full house in a year and a half. So a fantastic vibe. You know, Lakers start the game before you even know it. LeBron throws a alley-oop to DeAndre Jordan. By the way, LeBron James looked like he was 27. He looked fantastic. So did AD. But just think about everything you just played out for me here real quick. You just told me that Steph Curry is going to have an awful night, awful shooting night, that LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to put up 67 points together combined.
They were great.
And you're playing the Golden State Warriors.
At home.
It's not like you're sitting here playing, you know, Milwaukee or Brooklyn or one of these elite, mm-hmm. and you lose the game.
Yeah.
Gave up 38 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook, you know, this is what's going to happen with Russ. This is what's going to happen with us all season. Teams are going to invite him to take jumpers. Teams are going to put it on a silver platter. Hey, if you can take a jumper and get the ball out of LeBron James' hand or get the ball out of Anthony Davis's hand, that's a good defensive possession for us. And then just a couple other things. Lakers hit 16 less free throws than the Golden State Warriors. Just
Anthony
random
Davis,
things.
Who's a good free throw shooter, couldn't throw one in to save his life.
No player had double figures other than LeBron and Anthony Davis. So there's not exactly the way you want to start out.
Just help me out here. I was watching it on TV with one eye at the time. That happened. Is Melo pump faking free throws now? What are we doing? What? Huh? What was that?
Laughing about it like it was, hey, I got everybody. Carmelo, just hit the free throw. Let's go.
It was
got to get back on the other side here. Just got to play some defense here.
Caught me by surprise along the way. Look, I'm not going to do a victory lap. I'm not because I don't. There isn't a victory lap. It was a night where the questions that we've talked about have been left unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
And had Russell Westbrook gone out there and had 30 points and 22 assists and 9 rebounds, I wouldn't be sitting here going, we're going to see. We're going to see how this
100%,
plays out.
100%.
But the question that we had about fit, the question about, hey, how do these three pieces, namely AD, LeBron, and Russell Westbrook fit together, we still have the same questions. And again, this is not a, ha-ha, I told you so. It's a, yeah, they're going to need to work on that. That's going to need to get ironed out. The Lakers are going to be really good. They're going to win a bunch of games. But last night was just that. And here's the other thing. None of the other guys other than the big two really seemed all that comfortable in what it is they were being asked to do. It looked very, very disjointed, as I guess you would expect from a team that hadn't really put their pieces together in a meaningful way yet.
Yeah, they'll you know, eventually figure it out. Here's the reality, Trav. It's kind of one of those things, and I think we do this with the Dodgers. We do this with the Rams. Nobody really cares how you win. But you should be winning. You know, you should have beat the Golden State. You got a tough game coming up against Phoenix mm-hmm. on Friday, so I think that's going to actually be a more challenging game. They're going to look at, okay, what are the results? How did certain players do? And is the season over when you start 0-1? Of course not. But it's also our job to critique them and give them praise when it's time to do, you know, either one of them.
It was the result with the and the eye test that made you go, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got 81 left, thankfully. 81 left to figure it out. 877-710-3776. We're talking Dodgers, real Dodger talk all day long. We're talking about the Laker debut last night where Anthony Davis and LeBron James were absolutely fantastic, and that's the list of things that were fantastic for the Lakers. And I'm going to give you, Slee, the unsung hero from that Dodger game. Mm-hmm. We haven't said his name yet, and he did work yesterday that I think is going to go entirely unnoticed that may have saved the Dodger not only the game, but the Dodgers season.
All right, stay right here. Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Dodgers win yesterday 6-5, and we are going to talk a lot about Cody Bellinger. We already have talked a lot about Cody Bellinger. We're going to talk about Mookie getting the big double. We're going to talk about everything that happened yesterday. Dave Roberts and some of the decisions, some of the pitching. Julio Urías coming up today. Here's a name that I don't think you're going to hear enough.
Okay.
You ready? Do you know who pitched the second most innings for the Dodgers yesterday? Walker Buehler pitched the most. He pitched 3 2/3 innings. Do you know who ate up the second most innings in that game yesterday?
Who was it?
Evan Phillips. Okay, go ahead and throw your hands in the air if you had Evan Phillips as the guy that was going to save that game.
Well, go back
for the Dodgers
to yesterday's show.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how many times I mentioned it.
Evan Phillips pitched 1 2/3 innings. Now, the numbers themselves are not super. He gave up one hit. He struck out three guys. He walked a couple of guys. So he wasn't super clean through this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dodgers used 9 pitchers yesterday, and Evan Phillips was the guy that got the second most outs on the team. He got 5 outs, okay? Walker Buehler got 11. He got 5. The rest, we have had 3 different guys get, no, excuse me, 4 different guys only get 1 out. Joe Kelly got an out. Gonsolin got an out. Knebel and Vezia both got 1 out. And what this means is that the Dodger bullpen that we've spent so much time, hey, is this guy coming out of the pen? We're going to do an opener. We're going to flip-flop Trinan and Jansen. We're going to bring in Julio in the 8th inning. That all of this crazy, crazy stuff that's been going on. Yesterday, they were forced, because Walker Buehler didn't pitch well,
yeah,
they were forced to just basically play it straight. We have no option. He's out of the game. We can't start flip-flopping pieces all over. We can't opener. We can't do this, that. And guess what? It was good enough. The reason the Dodgers won the game yesterday is because the bullpen collectively only gave up 1 run.
Mm-hmm.
And the bullpen collectively kept them right where they are. And the offense finally found its groove. The Dodgers had 4 hits going into the 8th inning. We said it over and over. Got a hit. They had 4 hits going into the 8th inning. Okay, and then finally they get a couple of singles. They run in one with Cody Bellinger, but Evan Phillips, who we probably won't say his name the rest of the way,
yeah,
gets a huge pat on the back for what he did yesterday.
So there's something about that. What you just mentioned there about maybe yesterday, whether it's strategy or not, they were forced yesterday to do something that they did for pretty much 162 games. Right, Trav? For 162 games, this was the structure that they were forced to do. Now, you just go out there, you throw out your ace, throw out your pitcher, and if things don't work out, then I'm going to have to figure out with using my bullpen to hopefully at some point get to Kenley Jansen in the 9th and take your chances there. Now, I'm not saying this is ideal. I'm not saying to, you know, you're obviously not going to have Cody Bellinger hit a 3-run bomb the way he did and Mookie Net with the clutch RBI. I mean, all that stuff is out of the ordinary. But I think the kind of going back to reverting back to what got you here, right? There's a, you know, we said this. Why are you and I talking about the Dodgers and saying we think they got too cute?
Yeah.
They don't need to get too cute.
No.
Why are you and I talking about the Dodgers are trying to outsmart another team? They don't need to try to outsmart another team. And listen, I know the conversation would have been a lot different. Bellinger doesn't hit that 3-run homer. But then we're probably talking more about the offense than we are about the pitching. Unfortunately for the Dodgers, pitching has been a part of the conversation because it's been such a weird rotation of how they're using things specifically in game 2.
Yeah, well, and some of it is just by necessity. Like, for instance, the Dodgers, we talked about this yesterday. They needed Walker Buehler not only to pitch well, but they needed him to pitch deep.
Can he go 6?
He did neither.
Right. No.
He did neither.
Right.
Okay? They need the exact same thing from Julio Urías today. He needs to pitch well.
How many pitchers did they use yesterday?
9. they used 9 pitchers in the game. Like I said, 4 of these guys only got 1 out, you know, because the inning ended or you know, matchups, whatever it might have been. But now all of a sudden, you're going to have a bullpen game in game 5. You're going to probably have to
And Braves will have a bullpen day today.
Mm-hmm. But the Dodgers had a bullpen day in game 1 by design. They had a bullpen day in game two out of necessity because Scherzer didn't go very deep.
Right.
They had a bullpen day yesterday because Buehler didn't go very deep.
Necessity again.
You've got a bullpen day coming up tomorrow. Somebody at some point is going to have to gobble up some innings.
By the way, you know, the Julio piece of this will be interesting tonight, right? If you kind of just take a quick look, last time we saw Julio is when he got shelled by the Braves in game two. Now, I know it's going to be different structures. You kept mentioning, I was asking you yesterday, okay, well, how does this affect him for tonight's game?
Here's Dave.
I don't think so. I feel good where he's at, and I'm going to watch him as long as he's being efficient and throwing the baseball well. We're going to let him run.
We'll see. I mean, I believe that Dave's telling the truth, but he's going to go as long as the sure. hitters will let you know when it's time for him to
absolutely.
Come out of the game. It's as simple as that.
If
that's
you give up
straight talk.
Two runs in the first two innings and yes. you got a couple guys on, you probably won't see Julio anymore.
Time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Whether it's Julio, whether it's Tony Gonsolin, somebody needs to pitch four innings, three plus. You need somebody to eat some of this stuff up, because while they were able to do it yesterday, if you ask all of your bullpen guys to be perfect all day long every day, it's a lot. Look at what happened to Atlanta yesterday.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody yesterday, Luke Jackson, had a bad inning. He had a bad inning. He got a couple of hits. Guy popped one. We lose. You're asking a lot out of those guys.
Do you do anything different? Like, just as an example, as the game was getting a little further yesterday, did you say to yourself, okay, you know what? I'm going to shave part of my mustache.
My mustache is tingling right now. It's so excited.
Yeah.
It's so excited for what's going on right now.
There's the quote of the show. My mustache is tingling
is.
Right now.
Still, can you see it quivering from where you're sitting? I know you took a clandestine video of me earlier.
How good was that shot?
You know what somebody said on Twitter?
Yeah.
Is Trav ordering Postmates or DoorDash? I'm more of a Postmates guy, but DoorDash works
all
too.
I could say this, it looked like it was the first video camera ever taken. That's what my video looked like.
It felt like an Atari.
And people actually do, like, there's whatever, however they do it, the kind of the beautiful zoom
in
and
zoom out.
You can make
a movie with these phones.
Mine was shaking, and it was in, and it was out. It's
I think you had, like,
a
wax over the lens or something.
Just
it wasn't,
a mess.
Wasn't a good look. Chris in Los Angeles. Chris, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, Chris?
Travis, so I know you ain't going to agree with this, but we're going to start with you first.
Okay.
So it's about time that we start acknowledging what we're seeing when it comes to Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is the best baseball player in the state of California. Mike Trout might be more talented, but he is not a Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is a game changer. He's showstopper. He's everything. He's an emotional leader. He's a trendsetter.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Trout is just a great baseball player that doesn't get to the playoffs, which I know you would say it's not on him. But in today's game, the star athletes can put pressure on the organization to either turn the team around that they own or get them out of there so they can contend for championships. Mookie Betts, he's exceeded over Mike Trout. And then my last thing, and I'm out of your way. Dave Roberts is still struggling with all this trickery
yes.
from the San Francisco Giants series. And the Dodgers batting, they're still not picking up the fact that the Atlanta Braves, all they've been doing with the pitching is the same thing the Giants been doing. A lot of off-speed stuff. Thank God Jackson threw Belger a high fastball that he loves.
Oh, we lost Chris. All right, so let's talk about the Mookie thing first, and we'll get to Bellinger in a second. You might be right. Certainly today and this season, Mookie Betts has put himself on a very short list of best players in baseball.
Well, he hasn't. I mean, in the postseason, he hasn't been that great. He was 500 in the one game against St. Louis. Okay, uh-huh. All right. It went down to 450. Against
He's
the San Francisco Giants.
Against the Giants.
He's around 300 against Atlanta.
He's
trending
in the wrong direction.
Listen, if you're going to make a case, I mean, have somebody that's delivering. By the way, just one thing on Mookie, clutch.
Oh, unbelievably clutch.
Just clutch.
I do agree with Chris that Trout hasn't played in the playoffs. It has nothing to do with Trout. If you're telling me I can pick Trout or Betts, I'm still picking Trout, but I'm thinking twice now. Before, I wasn't even thinking twice, but now I think that Mookie is just right there. As far as the best player in the state of California, you got four options, believe it or not.
Ohtani.
Ohtani, Mookie, Tatis. Trout, and Tatis. Mm-hmm. You've got those four guys, and Tatis is probably fourth, but no, look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're wrong about anything that you said.
Good list in California.
Unbelievable about Mookie. You're right. As far as the Giants and the Cardinals and now the Braves pitching, the Dodgers had the second worst batting average against curveballs in Major League Baseball. Of course you're going to throw curveballs. If you throw them fastballs, you're doing a favor. The Dodgers need to find a way to get these things done. All right, speaking of Dave, he did something in that fourth inning yesterday that I thought potentially could have cost the Dodgers the entire series. I want to tell you what it is next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, Dodgers win, and where's the momentum go, Al? Does the momentum stick with the Dodgers? Because, look, Dodgers have Julio going today. The Braves are doing a bullpen day. The Braves got kicked in the gut yesterday. But
yeah,
I'll say it again. Dodgers starting pitching has been really mediocre at best, and their offense, minus the eighth inning yesterday, is still nowhere to be found.
So
who has Mo?
I think you know, there's a mental part to this, right? I mean, if you just think of the Dodgers felt like they were dead yesterday walking into that eighth inning. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I talked about this a little bit earlier. There was no indication that you thought that the Dodgers were going to come back in that game. Of course not. You know, they haven't shown anything this series, which, by the way, every game's been a one-run game, so it's not like the Dodgers are getting blown out or anything along those lines.
But they're not hitting.
And so far things have gone the Braves' way in some of these key predicaments. So to answer your question, where's the momentum go? How do you not walk into tonight's game at Dodger Stadium, which is at a regular time, not a 2 o'clock afternoon start? How do you not walk in?
I like how much that bothers you, by the way. I want them all to be at 2 o'clock now, just to bother you.
The baseball part of things, everything I feel like has gone against the Dodgers. 5:08 is our first pitch. Everything's gone against the Dodgers from me, and I'm not trying to complain, but I'm just – this is the facts. From the wild card game to the way the seeding goes in the playoffs, what the hell do you have a 2 o'clock start for? All that to the side. Momentum. How is today not all the momentum with the Los Angeles Dodgers? Now, if they lose, then obviously that goes away. But how is it not?
I think there's a potential hangover for both of these guys. I think it's more dangerous for the Braves because of everything
this
that happened
spiral.
Yesterday. It could.
Yeah.
It could. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. You brought up everything that was not going their way. I want to talk about something that happened in the fourth inning, or more importantly, something that happened and then something that didn't happen immediately after. When Jerry Meals missed that call for Walker Buehler, Jock Peterson's up to bat, it's a strike three call. Okay, this has already been after Gavin Lux misplayed that ball in center field. We'll get to that at some point too. But the game is in a tight spot, right? The Braves are threatening all of a sudden. Jock Peterson is having a fantastic postseason. He's a very dangerous guy. Walker Buehler strikes him out.
Yep.
He strikes him out with a pitch that's on the inside corner at the knees. It's clearly a strike. The box, the whole ball, never mind, whole ball doesn't have to be. Whole ball just has to nick. The whole thing is in there. It's strike three. Call gets missed. Walker Buehler shaking his head. Dave does something like, come on, Jerry, or something like that.
Sure.
I get that we don't see this as much as we used to. I get that Billy Martin and Earl Weaver and Tommy Lasorda are all gone. I understand. Dave needs to go insane in that moment. Come flying out of the dugout, waving your arms around. He's kicked out the second he takes one step out.
Sure.
Go all in. Your team is flat. no one has hit for
what the was the score part. Right there at that moment?
2-2, I want to say.
Okay.
Okay, so the game is in the balance. Mm-hmm. You have 55,000 Dodger fans yep. that are there that are with you. They all saw it. The mm-hmm. umpire probably knows he missed it in that moment because of the way everybody reacts to it.
Sure.
Go nuts. Get kicked out of the game. Kick dirt. Throw your hat. Throw a tantrum. Act like a five-year-old. Get your team fired up. Get all 55,000 Dodger fans frothing at the mouth. You don't think that umpire's going to have a little bit of a feeling about that in that moment? 55,000 people screaming for him? Go crazy. Fire your guys up. Because, look, this idea, well, there's a whole bunch of innings. Guys, we're plug and play here. These decisions are made long before the games even start. Yeah. You could give it to Bob Guerin. You could give it to Albert Pujols. He could run the game the rest of the way. This isn't, well, you can't have your manager go
I don't know if I agree with it. I really don't. I get what you're trying to do. I know you're trying to fire up Dodger Stadium. And by the way, you're a squad that's down 2-0. You're trying to inject
some type of energy
into them. This is the problem with one of the other issues with baseball. We could sit here and you could talk about that Walker Buehler pitch, which no question about it was a strike. Mm-hmm. The umpire, this is not something that started yesterday. And these are critical situations that could change the balance of a game, that could change the balance of a series. Problem is, it's happening. It's not going to stop happening. You and I know it's a strike because there's a freaking box in front of the camera that tells us that they don't want the umpires to know.
Yeah.
If it's tough for me to sit here and say, okay, well, that's the moment that you want Dave Roberts kicked out in this critical game. And it's a tie game. It's not like you were down like 6-2 or something along those lines.
But
it just happens so often.
The game is in the balance.
I get your case. By the way, I get your case.
Your pitcher got hooked on a terrible call. And look, if the Dodgers
don't you have confidence that that's going to happen again later in the game?
I'm not even trying to get the call corrected.
I know you're not.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to let the 25 guys that are on my team know, hey, guys, we got a problem. We need to
wake the hell up.
Mm-hmm. And it's not happening.
That could stir 55,000 in the process.
I need that umpire to know that, you know what? You need to plug in because that is blankety blank. If you're going to do this, these 55,000 people are going to be upset. Look, I get it. Well, they're umpires. You're going to call them like I see them. 55,000 people screaming, I'm going to come for you. You might get one or two calls.
Actually, do you remember this a little bit later? And it wasn't against Jock, but a little bit later. There was a pitch, and Will Smith is what he does. He tries to frame pitches, and he's pretty damn good at it. There was a pitch, no question about it, was a ball that went Buehler's way a little bit later on, but it's also situational. I don't need that pitch when it's, you know, on a 1-0 count. I need that pitch when it's on a 1-2 or a 2-2 count.
Hey, look, it could have been worse. It could have been Laz Diaz, who got 88% of the calls right last night in the ALCS. 88%. How about if a pilot lands the plane correctly 88% of the time? How about if your cardiac surgeon doesn't kill the patient 88% of the time? Is there another job where you can be right 88% of the time at the highest level of your profession?
My rate on this show is 64%. I'm right.
Let's try Curtis. Curtis, you're on with Travis Factual. Lee. What's going on, Curtis?
What's going on, guys? First of all, Alan never allowed Travis to say my mustache is tingling. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, bro. It was weird,
it
Curtis.
It still and is, it, Curtis.
Here's the thing. Here's
it
the
still
thing.
Is.
It came out before I could do anything about it, but it didn't help Curtis that you brought it back in.
Yeah, but all right. Next time have Funches or Emily dump it. Or
dump
something.
It. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
All right, guys. You know what? I think we can't keep calling in after we lose and want to fire Dave Roberts or want to get rid of Kenley Jansen or Cody Bellinger. We just got to stop complaining. I mean, I know it's a talk show. We have to do it, but we got to stay positive. I talked you off the ledge the last time, Travis. I'm calling again. Everybody calm down, relax. We're going to get it done.
Appreciate you calling in, Curtis.
Thanks, Curtis. Look, when a guy hits
half of
165,
our show is complaining. What do you mean, don't complain?
When a guy hits 165 all year, I'm not going to sit here and watch it for 6 months and go, you know, I think he's going to get a hit tonight.
Our specialty is complaining.
it's right there in front of you. I am so happy that he just magic wand,
like
pixie dust, whatever it is.
Italian restaurant, don't serve Italian food. That's our staple.
I don't know if I'm going to make it. Tingling mustache or not, I don't know if I'm going to get to the end of the line. I need more Laker games. Game 1 of 82, game 2 of 82. I can kind of ease my way through all of these things.
Okay, coming up next, Ask Slee.
You said that with some enthusiasm.
A little bit of enthusiasm. Actually, I think I'm ready for this one. Plus at 10:55, we'll talk Lakers basketball. I thought there was something interesting. Anthony Davis was describing Russell Westbrook, what he needs to do. So we could do that at 10:55. Stay right here. Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Was it the Bellinger home run that put you in a good mood for Ask Slee? Was it the Mookie double? Why are you feeling the way you are for Ask Slee today?
I'm happy, but
I'm curious.
So usually you kind of tease it and you promote it. Uh-huh. And since it was on my shoulders, I'm like, all right, you going to sell this damn thing or are you just going
to? Hey, we get to do it every time now.
Ask Slee coming up next.
All right, here we go. Breakfast tacos versus breakfast burritos. Who you got and why is it the breakfast burrito? That's from Jason Levine.
Bro, I'm with him, burrito. Why is it the breakfast burrito? I don't know. There's just something about it. I like the thing just encompassed there. Let the eggs, let kind of everything sit together. I want to cut it in half as well. I want to have my salsas next to me. I feel like maybe I'm more in control of the breakfast. You know what I'm saying, Funches? I feel like tacos, it's going to get better. And by the way, if you ask me, I think we've even had this question before. If you're asking me taco or burrito,
taco.
Lunch, something like this. Taco's the answer at this stage of my life.
Yeah.
But I kind of would prefer a breakfast burrito over.
I think you're very close to the bullseye. I think you left out one important thing.
Some guacamole in there.
If we have the burrito, it's nice and warm. The cheese gets a little melty.
Yes.
And it stays there. And everything kind of steams in its own stuff
a
little bit.
Keep talking. I'm listening.
That's a big – you don't get that with a taco unless you sit there for a very long time. And then it's that cold, warm thing. But the burrito just seems like the better bet. Kyle Downey says, what's worse for you, Al? A Lakers loss.
Lakers loss.
Ask Slee.
Okay.
Or Messy voice. That's a really good one. Good job.
I got
Kyle.
My ranking.
Okay.
Ask Slee is number three.
Okay.
So then it comes between the Messy voice and a Lakers loss. You know what? You're not going to win every game. That's number two.
So
the Messy voice is number one.
I gotta start doing it.
Which,
more.
By the way, I forget which day it was. Maybe it was a couple days ago. They're just using the promo of you doing the Messy voice because, and you saying, "You see, look at him.
Look at him.
Look how much he doesn't like the voice."
It's true. All right. Ooh, new name here. Love this. Chad. Chad writes, "You're absolutely starving. You walk into a 7-Eleven. The only food options are number one, beef taquitos, but they look questionable as to taste.
Okay.
Or two, a hot dog that looks pretty good, but you're not sure as to how many days it's been rolling in the rack.
I don't know why this is an easy one for me. Just get a hot dog.
Yeah.
Just grab a hot dog. Because there's something, by the way, and it might have been there. If I show up there on a Saturday and I'm starving and I need to eat, it was definitely there Tuesday. Like, there's no question about that. That was there on Tuesday.
For sure.
But there's something about this. It's like a marketing thing.
It keeps moving.
It's like
slides
the lighting
up and down, goes around.
The
around.
Lighting is good enough to where it looks shiny. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but yes, I'd love one of those.
It's always by the register too.
Well, yeah, no, super impulse buy, no question about that. Here's the other thing: a hot dog could sit there for 100 years and it's not going to make you sick. It's filled
with nothing's changed.
Nitrates,
nothing's
preservatives.
Changed.
It's totally fine. It's not a real thing along the way. James,
that's
says,
a good question.
In a honor of Belly's home run. Can you do the whole show in your Bellinger voice? It's more of a request than an Ask Slee.
So, people going to talk more about Mookie or me? Mookie. Why did Mookie have to do that in the same inning? That was not Bellinger's voice, by the way.
That wasn't your best.
Why was that?
So,
why is everybody talking about Mookie?
We playing tomorrow still, or we get a day off? I don't know. What time?
Are there still two Turners on the team?
There you go.
That's my go-to. My go-to is the Turner.
It's a good one to go to.
That's the one I have.
Danny H. writes, when Slee...
Bro, how cool was that? Just him rounding the bases. I can't stop thinking about that.
We'll get back to Bellinger in a minute. Let's not take our eye off the ball. Danny H. When Slee is carrying something and needs to open the door, Does he put down what he's carrying, or does he try to use his fingertips to open or prop up what he's carrying against his body so he doesn't have to put it
That's
down?
That's a great question.
That's a fantastic question.
That's a great question. There are two types of people in life. Those who learn from their mistakes, and those are just idiots, okay? Why, when I go to a grocery store, do I open up the trunk? Do I have the sparkling water and all these other things in my hand, and now I can't close the trunk, so now I gotta actually have put everything down? I already can't get to my keys, so, like, however, I can't lock my door. I can't go to the front door. Just a couple trips. It's all you have to do. Yet I feel like I have to make one freaking trip, like the world's about to end, that my car is not 1 minute away from where I live. So to answer your question, I'm the idiot trying to get in the door with 14 things.
Do you know how many times I've spilled my Starbucks on myself trying to open
that
door?
What are we doing?
Why do we do that? Right there. Just set it down. It's fine. No, I'll try it again today. Today will be the day that's different than the other 50 days.
And I feel like the person, that is making the two trips also wakes up in the morning and, you know, says a nice prayer, maybe does some yoga, is incredibly, they have a great credit score. Like, I feel like there's a lot of things that goes with that person.
Perfect. Ryan in La Jolla. Ooh, this is interesting. This will kind of round out the picture a little bit more. Without help, could Lady Slee name at least two players on the Lakers, Dodgers, and Rams?
She can on the Lakers.
Okay. Would it be LeBron and AD, or would she go off the board?
She might know Russ.
Okay.
I think she would know Russ. And she'd definitely know Austin Reeves. I just made that up.
Two Dodgers?
Dodger.
Clayton Kershaw's pretty famous.
I think she might. I know she's not getting the Rams.
Okay.
But I think she might get two on the Dodgers, too.
She's getting Clayton Kershaw for sure, right?
She'll get Kershaw. She might get Bellinger.
Mookie's pretty famous.
Mookie's pretty famous. I think.
I get that she's not going to get Evan Phillips, but if she I mean,
actually,
Mookie,
I don't know about the Dodgers.
No?
I'm not sure.
Not Aaron Donald's pretty famous guy.
No.
Not,
she's not
a
getting any of the Rams.
Zero Rams?
No, she's not getting
Sean
any Rams.
McVay?
No. I don't think she's getting the Rams.
I like her more and more. The more you tell me about her, the more I'm starting to get a picture for Lady Slee. I like it on there. This is arguably my favorite one of the day. This is from TFP.
Some really good ones today.
More unlikely to actually connect with a high fastball in the clutch. Cody Bellinger or Kit from A League of Their Own. Hashtag Ask Slee. But I like the high ones. It's a great question.
It's a great movie, by the way.
It's a fantastic movie. Other than Madonna ruining it, it's a fantastic
Madonna
movie.
Did not ruin it.
Oh, she's the world's
worst.
She's
great in it.
Madonna
she's
was great
terrible.
In it. She was unbelievable. To be honest with you, I don't think that movie has its success unless Madonna does what she does.
Betty, it's about Betty Spaghetti. She's the best player. Betty Spaghetti had game. And the blonde girl who pitched, too. I forget her name. She was good, too.
Wait, what's her name? What's the one for the question?
Kit. Kit was the little sister Dottie, who was Babe Ruth.
Who hit the...
Dottie was amazing.
Yeah. Dottie was Gina Davis, who was the best player in the league.
But Kit was the most clutch
was
in
the
clutch
scrappy,
moment. Yep. Got traded.
Got traded to the... away from the Peaches to the Rockford something or others.
Oh, she had a chip on
Rockford,
her shoulder.
Peaches,
you're right.
And then...
You're right.
Racine
and Rockford played in the finals. Like, that's all I remember. But.
And then she knocks her sister out. The ball falls
out.
That's right.
That would be
that's
illegal.
Ball
now.
Game right
the
there.
The Buster Posey rule has been imposed because Kit took out Dottie.
I was more impressed. So if you take what happened yesterday and what happened in the first time I watched A League of Their Own with Kit, I'm more impressed with Kit.
All right,
here we
go.
That one just seemed more organic.
Rome Show writes, would Travis have been around for the eighth inning rally or left early to beat traffic? Hashtag Ask Slee.
All right, this is my genuine answer. So Dodgers are down 5-2. He's got to drive all the way down to Orange County. Mm-hmm. He's got at least a buck and a half in front of him. It's around 5:30, so he's going to hit traffic. He's been thinking about dinner for 2 hours.
Also had multiple Dodger dogs, or at least helmet Dodgers.
Yeah, but
you
still, but that's like you still are thinking about dinner. I'm going to say you left.
In
yesterday's and you're listening
game,
to the broadcast.
In yesterday's game, probably not. In almost every other situation, what you described is exactly true. It's like, hey, look, I don't want to get home at 8 o'clock at night. This is already going to take me forever.
Is it also too because you would have been screwed? You leave at 5:30 yes. And you're
getting home no matter what.
You might as well leave at 7.
And there was still that. There's one swing that could tie it. If it were more than 4 runs, bye. I'm the guy with the taillights and the Kirk Gibson home run. If it's more than 4 runs, mm-hmm. right? But as long as one swing can tie the game, I'm going to stick around.
Are you the guy? The game gets tied at 5, and you said, okay, I already won. Now I'm getting on the road. I'll take my chances. No,
all right. So the Lakers open up last night.
Yeah.
They get a great performance from LeBron. Mm-hmm. They get a great performance from Anthony Davis.
Let's talk some Russell Westbrook.
And they get some performances from some other people.
And I think this is going to be the Russell Westbrook piece, and we got some sound that we're going to play here when we come back. But Anthony Davis was talking about Russ, what he has to do, obviously, in his first game as a Los Angeles Laker.
Ask Slee is brought to you by Kia of Carson. This summer, find your next car or SUV at Kia of Carson. Hurry on in to Kia of Carson. For the best selection off the 405 at the Carson exit, go to kiaofcarson.com. Russ, fit, that's next. Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.